sushi ba-da-da-ba-bum-bum. The finest gifts we bring ba-da-da-ba-bum-bum. To lay before the king ba-da-da-ba-bum-bum. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Again, guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Thomas, and sitting next to my left is...
Hello, everybody. It is Alan. Merry Fishmas to you all. Tom, why are we here today?
I probably should have changed my intro. Like, when I said is, I should have said his name is Alan, and then you start talking.
That's all right. You've got bad English.
Yeah, you're bad.
Wait,
do you hear that noise, guys? I can hear jingling. Does that mean it's Christmas time?
Well, I did wish everyone a very Merry Fishmas!
It's Krampus! Look out, it's the evil Krampus. Have you seen Krampus before?
I know the story. Yeah. I don't know. I've watched it.
Yeah, it's on Apple iTunes. Do you have an iPhone?
Samsung.
Android. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an Android.
So you're a bit low.
I'm a bit... Fuck you and
so
your
movies are like five... Not
yeah, but you're a sheep. Alright.
Follow everybody.
Yeah.
Follow the buzzard.
Yeah. Follow the buzzard! Apple, just a big symbol.
I will say I am though.
Yeah.
I don't own AirPods. I own my own version of them, but I am a sheep to the Apple. Yeah. I have everything.
Like everyone is. If you are listening to this, this is how we get rid of fans and people. You listen to this on an Apple device.
What's up, people?
Yeah.
Love
you're a sheep. Baba sheep.
Funny thing, we had all the other day, I came home from work. My wife had her iPad on the charger.
Yep.
Son iPhone on the charger.
Mm-hmm.
The little iPad on the charger.
Yep.
Then I put my work phone on the charger.
Right.
My iPad on the charger. We had like about 7 Apple devices charging.
Mm-hmm. And the all government different sizes, is listening.
And I thought that. They're all tracking us. Mm-hmm. What we're doing. There's a
little tin hat on head. Don't put them on, kids.
You know what time it is.
All right, Dad. No problem.
Everyone gather around. We're going to watch it.
Airplane mode, quick.
We're going to watch
it. Put it on airplane mode.
Check conspiracy.
So they don't know what they're watching.
All right, under the tin. Come on, under the foil.
Just made a whole hut out of the tin.
Let's watch this Dr. Stephen Greer YouTube video.
Don't give him a name drop. No, because he's not paying for this.
Close encounters of the fifth kind, which is what he's talking about now, which is human-initiated contact. So
just out there with a bathrobe. I'm actually completely naked. Come to me, aliens! Come to me! Goodbye, horses! This gets untucked the next minute. Like one testicle comes out, and then the other one, and then just dick, and you're like...
I've actually undeveloped.
And the aliens just look down and go, nah.
Sorry, mate, nah. Is that it? What the hell is that? Back to Saturn, come on.
Yeah.
No, I actually downloaded his app, and I'm doing some research about it. It's very strong meditation, though, so...
So you're looking for the psychic.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, really was yours
went
take
physical,
your trip.
Physical.
Yeah, physicality. That's all I'm about. You're about the
take
mental.
Take me.
Yeah. Look, I got my dick out. Look, I'll turn around. Look at it.
He's out there again. Yeah. Lange, look at him out there.
He's got Shakira on for some reason. This attracts aliens, right?
No. Oh, man. All right, guys, this is a Christmas companion.
That's right.
We are not watching a Raw. We are not watching a SmackDown. We are not doing a wrestling companion. We are doing our once-a-year special.
Once.
Our Christmas companion. We did our first one last year. We went and watched Batman Season 1, Episode 2, which was Christmas with the Joker. And this time we're going to go to The Simpsons, guys.
Yes.
Simpsons Season 1, Episode 1.
Yes.
Now, this was the actual Christmas episode, which is how The Simpsons got their first dog. Santa's little helper.
Yeah,
so.
Spoilers.
And quite a depressing episode if you think about it too. Like, I watch this usually every year. It's quite depressing.
Well, the first season of The Simpsons, if you go back and look at it, was very raw
yeah.
and very eye-opening and going, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it deals with, like, you know, alcoholism, unemployment, the depression, breakdown of family relationships with it all.
No, was it? I think it's like a few episodes after this, Homer is fired from the plant.
Yeah.
And then takes his boulder for a
walk.
Yeah,
he goes to kill himself.
Yeah.
He's going to jump off the bridge or something.
And leave his family in financial debt.
Jesus.
Because he can't keep a job together. Oh, when he goes into the actual fridge and then there's a cake that Lisa's made for him. Mm. Don't worry, Daddy, everything will be, I need money! And he throws the cake out of the fridge.
And thank you, Disney Plus, because we get to watch all this emotional scar.
Correct!
Because we are watching this actually on Disney Plus on my PlayStation 4. So if you actually have Disney Plus, go out there and get it. It's quite cheap for us in Australia. And go to The Simpsons Season 1, Episode 1. And I think the title is, I think it's Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire.
Yes.
All right, so we're about to hit play. It goes for about 23 minutes, 27. So sync up. Again, this is our Christmas companion, so we're not going to be yelling at each other. It's all going to be friendly this episode.
Actually, I think, because we're in the festive spirit.
Yeah.
And Tom is full of Festus.
Festivus.
Festivus?
Uncle Fest. Wait.
You're an Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
Let's press play.
Here we go. Oh, here we go.
The Simpsons.
So, what year was this? Christmas it was 89, special. I think it was. So I would have been 3, and you would have been 4 when this came out. So I don't think we were watching this. Simpsons. Were we watching it then?
I remember watching it.
I have no memory.
Yeah, dude. I remember hitting it back in 1990.
So the Simpsons are going to the Springfield Elementary School Christmas concert, and talking about this, my son's concert's on Monday.
How's it going?
It's coming up now. Yeah, he's been practicing.
Cool.
The thing is that I love him, just doesn't have a singing voice.
Yeah, my son's doing his next week as well, too. And he's... Burn my galoshes.
Oh, you're going to say, he sings like an angel.
He's actually a pretty good singer.
Can you stand up by himself? He just operas out. And I was like, oh, you're going to tear coming down your cheek. He's doing well. Just like his daddy. I'm a singer. Me, I'm a sport guy, so I don't sing. We don't sing.
He got bung knees, so shut up.
Bung knees.
Yeah.
So you got the kids talking about the different types of Santas that we see
around Germany. The world, and whipping rods
and
this is all true what they're saying, and that's what we should get more.
I had my son say to me the other day, "What's coal? What's coal?" And I'm like, "Well, it's Michael Cole. He's from Raw." And he goes, "What?
Oh, he's Adam Cole, baby." Wrestling. Who that? That's Ralph.
That is Ralph with a different voice, though. What the yeah. Isn't that shocking? It's just
It's true, though. That's another.
But the eye falling out's not that shocking.
Yeah, but it's
not this teacher's name. I forgot his name.
Mr. Ludwell.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
This is pretty different.
Yeah. It's always the grass.
What the hell is going on here?
This is Lisa.
But there's always that one kid that just shows up at a Christmas concert.
Yep.
That breaks out.
Hey!
Principal Skinner, Seymour. Done all your shopping for Christmas? Are you finished?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do it nice and early.
I'm not done yet.
You,
I've got Wednesday.
I am not surprised by this.
Wednesday. I'm going to go with a sack and just go to, like, you know, Savers, Opshop.
I'm not... going to leave all the price tags on them as well.
Shut up.
Dockets attached. So you just want to... Oh! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel and the Joker got away. What?
Hey, bro, just keep the wrist. Just don't turn the tag off.
You might need that. Please. This is very true.
Do you want 5XL? I've either got XL or 7XL.
Hey, give me a 7XL.
It's only 2. Thanks, Tom. It's a sheet.
I can't wait. You're implying I'm more fatter than ever. It is Christmas.
Oh, a moo-moo. Get a moo-moo.
Oh, yes, please.
I saw a moo-moo the other day on a woman. My wife goes,
on a woman?
She goes, what's that? And I said, I call him a moo-moo. She goes, are you saying she's a cow? And I'm like, no, it's a Simpson reference. Because Homer wears a moo-moo when he goes to the movies and they want to give him a bag of popcorn so he can leave.
Okay, man. Just take whatever you want, man.
We're happy to offer you a garbage bag full of popcorn.
That'd be great.
Love it. Oh, man. And that's the thing, like, back in the original Simpsons, they never showed the grandmother. You know, they didn't introduce her for another number of seasons later on.
We love Bart.
Yeah, the thing, and I've actually heard this is actually coming to an end. They are talking about The Simpsons finishing up soon. I think it's 2020. I don't know 2021, but I have heard The Simpsons will be finishing up for life, which is crazy. Because it's like, to them, it's like Monday Night Raw. Those shows that have been around for so long and have always delivered every single time. But to be honest, though, I haven't watched The Simpsons in, like, the newest seasons in years. I probably stopped, like, 5 or 6 years ago. I just fell out of it. Kind of got a little bit too Family Guy for me, so...
Yeah. A pony. Thank
you. I wouldn't be surprised that'll be my daughter in a few years. She loves necklaces, jewellery, dresses. She'll want a pony. I can't have a pony in here. Where am I going to put him? At the back there on the podcast. You hear the pony at the back there? Come on, Al.
Sorry, where are we going to put the pony? We'll sleep down near a tattoo.
I go work at a 7-Eleven, then fall asleep in the doorway, have the door closed on my head.
A tattoo. Bart wants a tattoo for Chris. Okay.
What? And he's 10, isn't he?
Yeah.
10. If you were 10.
I love this. Who's this?
It's Marge there, please.
Can I speak to Marge?
Don't even say hi.
Is Marge there? Say he is.
Marge, please. If you were 10, ooh, think back when you were 10, what tattoo would you got? Where and what?
Oh, probably He-Man. Oh, He-Man, the, yeah. I have the power. Oh,
nice. With the pose, holding it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you have got it?
Gagging.
Where would you have got it?
Probably, if because I'm a 10-year-old. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 10-year-old. Probably here.
Right on the chest. Like a dickhead. When the guy's swimming, just show it there on the chest.
I have the power.
With 10-year-old, what have I got at 10?
Prince Adam on there.
I would have got a football, I reckon, because I was riding a footy then.
Yeah,
but just a ball.
Just a football right between your between your breasts, right here, from the breastbone here.
And it's the first time. And as I get older, it stretches. The ball gets bigger.
Just gets all dropped.
Oh, man.
Look at that thing.
Now, talking about this, I'm going to be doing that at my house very shortly, guys. We've bought a lot of Christmas stuff. I ain't doing the roof stuff, but my goal is each year, I'm going to start doing it.
I've got no time for this. I mean, I go to, like, go around the neighbourhood.
Yeah, I'm doing that. But I want to, each year now, I'm going to add something new and make it bigger. Because I think as the kids are still young, you want them to love it.
Yes.
You don't want them to be 16 going, Dad, that's just lights. Like, you want them to enjoy it. And Livy's still young, so I want him to enjoy it.
Of course.
Look at that. That's a massive jar of money.
In her head.
How bad is your neck? So you had a lot of coins in that. How did you balance that?
She's in row ZZ.
Look, it's where we live, Al. That's what we look like at every shopping centre right now, guys.
Pure pen. Well, I don't
know. People yelling at people, yelling at each other, swearing.
No. Mother.
Where my work is, guys, my work's opposite, like, one of the larger shopping centres in this side of Melbourne. And you just see so many people swearing and yelling about parking spots, people nearly having accidents. And it's like, we're all in this together, guys. So I start breaking out into song, and then someone throws rocks at me, so I got to get down and roll away. So,
how old are you? 21. Get in the chair.
Oh, my Lord.
Season's greens from the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant. Yep, seems good. Yep, seems
danger,
good.
Watch, danger, danger, danger.
Seems good. Well, it's getting there.
It's flashing.
Yeah, doesn't mean anything. Smithers.
This is when Smithers was painted in a different skin tone. Remember they had him as a different... Yeah, they changed it.
Hello. So this is... keep working while you're hearing this announcement. It comes everybody now. So
there's 1, 2, 3. And there's like 10 people having donuts now.
Yes.
This is a different office too. Because remember his office is a lot bigger in other episodes. A lot bigger room instead of being this little one.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I would hate to work in a job like that. Like, dependent on getting those final big bonuses.
Yes.
If there was one thing you would buy your family as, like, the ultimate gift, what would you buy?
Probably a big holiday.
A big holiday.
A big holiday, but it wouldn't be down here. We would go over to the States.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. And I reckon the less kids you have, the more hard it is to juggle everybody.
Yeah, but again, you've got no pull-out game, so that's your problem.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Here's a load.
So, Bart got a tattoo that was going to say mother in a love heart.
Yes.
And now he's about to get it lasered off.
And it says moth.
Yep. But supposedly...
You don't want to get this stuck into your eyes.
That, like Frankenstein's monster.
Love this. Quit it.
You have to do that, though. It's like if you see a bruise on somebody, you've got to push their bruise. I did it on the bus the other day.
To a stranger?
Yeah. He goes, ow, and I had to quit it. And I just kept doing it to him. And then I woke up in the alleyway. He must have punched me. I had a big bruise in my eye.
Look like he cleared up. No money.
That would suck, though. It's all that for a laser.
Empty. Oh, my God. Christmas cancelled. No more is it for anyone.
And like, you think about Christmases, we used to get sport. Like, now that I think about it, how much things cost to buy.
Yeah.
Like, Mum and Dad, they would fill our stockings up. Like, for four kids and the tree. like, we're thinking this year, like, we're kind of like, let's buy the kids things that they really would want, like, not things that they need, like little toys and things, like, what are they going to have a year's worth out of? And sometimes they don't have to be the biggest things. But I remember mum and dad, they would pack our stockings like
we full. As the young kids are saying this, we had chunguses. Large chunguses of bags.
Yeah.
Full of...
And dad would like do double time on Christmas time. He would work after five. He would do weekend work. He would be doing Telstra work at like 1 a.m.
And that's why I think we always say when we see our parents for Christmas, we spoil the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And because they'll say to us, oh, no need to do that. And like, bullshit.
No, you guys have to give back. Yeah. And then mum was the one that was at home getting us all together, looking after... Like, I reckon it's hard looking after three. And she's, what? She's looking after four. Mummy, gotta dress me.
Mummy, done the poo-poo in my hair.
You're 17. Get up.
No.
How'd the poo get in the hair?
Alan.
I thought it was mousse.
I thought it was chocolate mousse. Chocolate mousse goes in the hair, right? That's
disgusting. Just walk away. Yeah. Alan, help me. He's not here. Oh, all right.
He's already gone to school.
Oh, man.
Man's look at the smile.
And they just hold it there.
Yeah. Because
nothing, what's it? What circus does Marge of values. Want? Nothing over $5.
Pantyhose.
What would your partner hate? What's the thing that you would buy? I got you some socks.
Probably something like Weight Watchers or something, or something weight related. Because
I just thought you might want to
punch. Yeah.
Down you go.
And it would be such an insult because a little squeak toy for dogs.
He's going to buy a squeaky toy for his daughter. Hey, Lisa, here's a dog toy.
But again, this is all under $5. Yeah, he's not going to get his Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
And...
You know, to kind of think into, we almost did a companion, but it wasn't called a Christmas companion. It was the National Lampoon show. Remember we did that 2 years ago? That was a film companion, but technically was a Christmas companion.
The only thing I remember that... Is Shivani calling?
That was Alan's Christmas present, guys. Tony Shivani called Alan.
Oh!
Live on the podcast.
Next to the Black
Friday. Thank you for buying shirts.
Black Friday special. Oh, Moe's. Yeah. Our first appearance. Here's Moe Sizzlak wearing the pink.
Yeah. This is where it starts getting depressing.
Well, look at
it. Alcoholism, depression, anxiety. You've seen it all in this episode.
Yeah. Here's a candy cane.
There he is.
Oh, Riggs. Oh,
that's where Barney had blonde hair, I think, too.
Yep.
Yeah, see, the hair merges into the skin colour. I love how there's a Santa. Have you seen Santa at Chernside Park?
Yes.
That's one of my mates.
Right.
Yeah, his name's Rod. Yeah, he's a hippie. He lives up in the mountains.
Do you like children? All the time? Yes.
Just grits.
What do you mean? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's one of my mates. He lives up in the mountains, and he comes out, he says, this is my busiest time of year. I make my year's earning.
Yeah.
In November, December. They said they're the only times I work in a year. But if you look at him, he wears like tie-dye shirts, tie-dye hats, walks with a cane, and then you see him as Santa, you're like, wait a minute, that's Rod.
Ho, ho, ho.
He does it so well, though. Nice fella.
Dancer.
He was the guy they used in the episode, the softball. He's the one that uses to brainwash them, give 110%.
That's right. Turns him into a... Turns one of the other guys...
Sit down. Shuts him down.
Yeah.
Sit down, Santa.
Tubby. Oh, you're not meant to hit the child.
That's a real egghead. Look at that.
Yeah. Very busy.
What's the story that you say to your kid about when you see multiple Santas? I've got a story that I use.
No, well, my son's really at the age where he doesn't really understand it just yet. He's still young. But we just say, oh, yeah, Santa's there.
We say they're workers. Oh.
Yeah.
Those ones work for him. Like, he's not they're not the main one, but they work for him.
Yeah.
So. And they all believe it.
It's Marge, please. Fine. Oh, fine.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Well, who are you keen on, Patty or Salmorell?
None. Because one's a lesbian, and one's got more of a raspy and probably a hairier...
That's the one that ended up with Principal, eh? Seymour, I think the one on that side. Didn't want to end up with, like, in that fantasy with Hans Molman. Yeah. And they're all running around and
one falls out a window. And they clunk heads.
Trees 60 and up.
Nope. He just gets angry and slightly irregular. $45.
It's getting cheaper and cheaper. Let's just do it the old school way.
No trespassing.
The chainsaw.
Cuts it down.
This is reminiscent of National Lampoons when they go, did you bring a saw?
Hey, what do you think you're doing? And they got to
pull the whole thing.
Got the dogs.
Look at the dogs.
Hound dogs. And the shotgun going off.
Jesus. It's a good looking tree though, with the birdhouse.
Is that bro? Why is there
a birdhouse? We grew up as kids, like just having the real tree. We'll go and get it ourselves. And
do I smell gunpowder?
Do you have a real tree at yours?
Always.
Yeah, we got the white one. Yeah, Melissa's, my partner's never had a real tree. They've just always had the old-fashioned one. Just, you make it yourself. But I like an old-school tree.
Yeah.
One year I'll get a big one.
Story of his life. Now give me that donut.
What'd you say?
One day I'll get a big one.
Yeah, one day. It's my present. Oh, it's on my list from Santa.
Dear Santa, I want a bigger dicker.
The pills are coming.
Blue chew?
G'day, mate. Yeah, I put the pill in. It doesn't seem to be working. What do you mean? No, I've put it in. It doesn't...
What, in the...
You've got to consume it.
Orally. So put it in... So orally. You can...
Okay, thank you.
What? This is meant to be a Christmas... Yeah, you're stemming.
Putting the tablet in.
Docking. Stop it!
Stock.
That's not docking.
All right. Oh, man.
I'm...
Look at that. Just grit his teeth. I'm jolly old Snoke Nuke.
What, click?
Oh, crap. Yeah, we went to go get our family photo yesterday, and it was chockers. We lined up, and it's like, oh, hi, and he goes, yeah, mate, it's about an hour wait. And I'm like, I know Santa, though.
Rod, I know him.
Rod, and he waves to me, and I'm like, and he goes, nah, sorry, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. So we had done my stuff, and we're not waiting. You know, the kids are not going to stand still for an hour.
What, we did it as soon as we could.
Yeah.
In the family.
Yeah, we're trying to... we went to the park and just took some photos of the kids to give to Mum and Dad, but...
Damn it to...
Look at their faces. Oh, man. I remember the first day I got paid for my job.
What was his name?
Bruno.
He was in the back of a car. Thanks, 13 bucks.
Thanks, Bruno. Gross. Yep. The tax on it.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's terrible. $13. It's like we got a letter from the school the other day saying that we have to pay $275 to pay for the school usage of pens, paper, printing. Mate, the school's charging us for our kids to use paper.
Yes.
And I'm like, what do we pay for at the start? What's the fee you first go for?
That's meant to be.
But like we have to pay now for all the not like textbooks. I'm talking like pencils and paper. I'm not paying that. I'm not buying it.
Well, easy now, because you do know what I am. You know I'm an educator, so easy now.
Well, can you talk to someone about me not paying that?
Yeah, I'm part of the union. What do you want me to do? Parents, we want homeschool your kid then.
No.
Exactly.
Shush, guys, I'm playing the game.
Have you done your homework? No. Daddy wants to play PlayStation 4. Man. Well, everyone
My working. Wife did the best joke the other day. She said, you make me laugh, because I reckon if I got hurt downstairs, and if I called out to you, your response would be, just let me save it, bub.
Let me save it, bub.
Yeah, she said, that's what you would say. Just wait. Okay, I'm coming out. What happened? Just let me save it first. What the hell? What's the Happy Little Elves.
That's their equivalent of tea. Hey, this is the first time we see Abe.
Yep. Where's your husband?
Yeah, it's the first... Oh, here we go.
It's just sad, man.
Yeah. Take your nail along.
Oh, man. It really has a lot of emotion in this episode. But I will say, this is probably the most stressful time for all the families, like, you know, single-parent families that might have disputes with each other. You know,
I would imagine, but again,
it's a tough time.
I would imagine this, but me, I find this the most fun time of the year.
She said, I love Christmas. She said, it's my favourite time of year just to go to the shops by yourself and have to just walk around and just be in the whole basket of everything happening.
I like it for the food.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I'm a big fat fatty.
You love your ham, don't you? Your hams, your beers.
My beers, ham. Santa's little helper.
I expect Alan to be in a little pool with a ham leg and beer in the other hand.
Just by the time we get to
there you are.
Yeah. Big... Yeah, and that's me.
Oh, man.
9-9-1.
No, no, Homer, that doesn't work like that. No. I find it funny that a lot of our listeners, guys, who are over in the States, you guys are prepping for snow.
Yeah.
And, like, we're prepping for heat.
Yeah.
Like, we're the complete opposite.
We've got bushfires happening right now.
Because, like, a lot of the Americans, like, their winter is now, their summer is August. Our August is our winter.
Yes.
And our November, January, November, December, Jan is our hottest time of the year, guys. So we have, like, a summer Christmas. It's, like, pool, swimming, everything, beaches.
Nudging it up.
Yeah. Tom, get out of here.
We're trying to get the tree. Looking for aliens. Full circle.
Stephen Greer said, on the, oh, he didn't say, oh, keep close on. Sorry, I misread that on the app.
Sorry. Say, so I love this. This Lisa's dropping down some truth bombs.
Mm.
On,
just drop the mic there, Lisa. Yeah, just boom. Dropping some truth. Say,
look how she responds to it, though. Watch your
Go at your character, dear.
Because you got nothing, that's right, bitch. You got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes, you do. All right.
I don't think I have anything like this near me. You're like a track type thing. I know in the city.
Yeah, in the city, we're full of it. But this is, yeah, again, gambling is the most hardest part of people.
It's
bad.
It's letting a win be a win and then not run with it.
I think the greatest Simpsons ever did part with this too is that when Santa's little helper went to the actual, back to the cross where he was.
Oh, yeah.
And he jumps on top of her.
Yeah. Belly. Go, go. And then Bud's Bart saying, he's trying to jump over her.
Go, boy!
You can do it, boy!
And they cover up and, yeah. Just has sex one.
Yeah. The greyhounds, eh?
Yep.
What's your favourite type of dog? If we've talked about dogs before.
Dachshunds are my favourite. Mm-hmm. The sausage-shaped dog.
Come on, mate, come on.
Oh, that's my... Yeah. That would be my future, is to have a whole... Well, come on, Santa's little helper. We're out. Let's go home. This is sad.
No, my Springer Spaniel's my favourite. Darty, he's my favourite dog. I love him.
He's a good dog.
I love him. He's like another kid.
Yeah, he is.
He's, you know, like some dogs don't like affection. They might be a little bit timid. He loves affection. Yeah. Loves hugs, loves cuddles. That's why Barney hooking up here. Look, Barney hooking up, got a car. Who? Ariel. What?
Ariel. So probably,
now, this character, this actual, so the former the former owner of Santa's Little Helper, they've actually brought this guy back for a few episodes. They brought him back. I think there was an episode where Santa's Little Helper became popular.
Yes.
And he wanted to get him back or something. Look at that.
Come to me. Save me, save me, save me. And this is it.
And that's the bad thing about Facebook, too, this time of year. They put up all those dog videos of, like, dogs getting rescued.
With the arms of an angel.
But people just like...
The dog is not just for Christmas.
But it's sad, though, that people just get rid of a dog.
Yeah, get that. It's a family. This is the dog, and it's a puppy, and then you're like, this is too hard. Put it in the box, leave it up the back.
That's terrible. How people would do that?
Fucking, it's hardcore. Dogs, that's a big thing that we say.
They're a family member. They're almost like a family member. Shut up.
How about you shut up?
She's goes terrible.
Up, headbutt.
Terrible.
Yeah. I love that. Homer was trying to get, like, Barry's soul. Mm. But he's like, no, you know what, guys?
And even Marge's, like, quivery mouth, like she's about to cry. It's like, it's very good. Ooh. And look at Homer. Everyone likes it?
Oh. Okay, cool. Yeah, number 8. Look at the look she's giving him there. It's
very
nice. And there it is.
Merry Christmas from the Simpsons, guys.
From the Imsons.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas, Smithers!
All right, guys.
Hey, mate,
this was our special once-a-year Christmas companion for 2019. Any closing comments, Al, for this episode?
Merry Christmas to all. That was a great episode, actually, to go back and do a fun little Christmas episode right here, especially with The Simpsons that we have been watching since 1989 or 1990 when it was first brought down here to Australia. Yes, this is a shout-out to all our friends and family who listen to this show. You guys go out of your way every 2 weeks or monthly now, or every time you download our shows and you give us props on Twitter. A shout out to you, all of you. I hope you guys have a great Christmas. Be safe out there, especially on the roads. This is saddest time of the year. They always have the, you know, a toll of what happens, of how many people have been hurt during...
That is true.
During this Christmas time. So be safe. Eat well, be merry, and yeah, I got nothing else. I was just like, and there you go.
Just a quote to finish, guys. What is Christmas? It is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, and hope for the future. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. We'll be right back.
What is the Potter and Family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
J Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Ro podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Potter and Family and use the hashtag Potter and Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Potter and Family, where great podcasts come home.